I read about a businessman who had worked for a large home improvement company for more than 30 years. They had retail stores all over the country. He helped build that business from the ground up. But one day they had a corporate restructuring. They decided that they no longer needed him. Of course, he was disappointed. It didn't seem fair. But instead of sitting around nursing his wounds, thinking about what he lost, he had the attitude, "I can handle it. This is not going to defeat me, it's going to promote me." In difficult times, you have to remind yourself, nothing is a surprise to God. He's not up in the heavens scratching his head, saying, "Oh man, he got laid off. That messed everything up. Oh, she was diagnosed with cancer. Joseph got thrown into a pit. Now what am I going to do?" God knows the end from the beginning. He's already written every day of your life in His book. The good news is, if you will stay in faith, your book ends in victory. This executive, instead of looking for another job, got a couple of his friends together, and they started their own company. They called it the Home Depot. It's become one of the largest, most successful home improvement stores in the world. What am I saying? That difficulty is not meant to defeat you. It's meant to promote you. A setback is simply a setup for a greater comeback. "Well, Joel, it's so hard. I don't understand. It doesn't seem fair." You're talking yourself into defeat. If it came your way, you can handle it. Start talking to yourself in a new way. "I am well able. I am equipped. I am empowered. I am ready for anything." The fact is, God is not going to deliver us from every difficulty. He's not going to keep us from every challenge. If He did, we would never grow. The Scripture says, our faith is tried in the fire of affliction. When you're in a tough time, that's an opportunity to show God what you're made of. Anybody can get negative, bitter, blame God. It's easy to lose your passion. But if you want to pass the test, if you want God to take you to a new level, you can't be a weakling. You have to be a warrior. Dig your heels in and declare with Paul, "I can handle it. I'm ready for it. I'm equal to it. I know God is still on the throne. He's fighting my battles. And on the other side of this difficulty is a new level of my destiny." Colossians 3 says, God has given us the power to endure whatever comes our way with a good attitude. Maybe at the office, you're not being treated fairly. It's one thing to go to work negative, discouraged, complaining, bad-mouthing the boss. That doesn't take any faith. But if you want to pass the test, you have to go to work with a smile on your face, with a positive attitude, being good to people, doing more than you're required. At home, maybe your spouse or your kids are not treating you the way they should. It's easy to think, "I'm going to treat them the way they're treating me. These kids are disrespectful. I'm not going to give them the time of day." But if you want to pass the test, you have to be good to people even when they're not being good to you. You have to do the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. See it as an opportunity to grow. Every time you do the right thing, a blessing will follow. When you take the high road, there will always be a reward. Too often, the mistake we make is to constantly tell ourselves, "It's not fair. It's not right. When they change, when it improves, then I'll have a better attitude." But you have to make the first move. You do your part, and God will do His part. Quit worrying about God changing another person, and first, allow God to change you. Is there something you're letting overwhelm you? You think it's too much? Why don't you get up every morning and make this declaration? "God, I want to thank You that I can handle anything that comes my way today. I can handle a difficult boss. I can handle getting stuck in traffic. I can handle my plans not working out. Lord, thank You that I'll have a good attitude wherever I am." You have to decide before you leave the house that nothing that comes your way is going to get you upset. Decide ahead of time.